Thinking about self-publishing and don't know where to start? Join the Spa Girls each week for 30 minutes of honest advice, tips and resources. I'm Trudy Jay and I am here with Wendy Vella.
Hello.
Cheryl Phipps.
Hi there.
And Shah Barrett.
Hi, that was a weird, uncomfortable pause at the beginning.
I know, because I went the wrong way around, you see. I don't normally. She wasn't expecting me to say her first.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it on purpose. I was mixing things up.
No, because it's you're showing favourites, and today Wendy is your favourite. That's okay.
Well, clearly that is also the truth. I always have favourites. We always knew that. Anyway, back to the podcast, the actual reason we're here. This week, we are talking about turning a great idea into a sellable story. How good is that, right?
Pretty good.
So we just thought we'd brainstorm an idea on the show and see kind of how fun, first of all, it is to do it in a group and have other people helping and putting ideas in, and how different people think up different things to the things that you might yourself think up. So brainstorming can be a fun way to do it if you've never tried it. We've done it many times and it's quite
we've
fun.
Done it once before on a podcast too.
Yeah, and that was the funniest podcast.
That was the funniest podcast. And
honestly, we
were hysterical. We went all out. We had dogs with like allergic to hair.
And we had a werewolf.
Yeah, that was just random.
Today we're not doing that.
Okay. No. Okay. All right.
Story.
All right then. All right. What are we doing today, Trudels?
Back on. So we thought we'd do a holiday romance idea. Ooh, we want to figure out how you're going to do a holiday romance. It's a bit late for this year, but we'll talk about it for next year, right? We're going to totally write this book for next year. So if you've got an idea, so what's our basic idea? That we want to write a holiday romance?
Yep. So you need a man and a woman, usually.
Does anyone have a hook that they kind of think is a fun
hook? I have a hook. The hero is a Christmas elf.
Hero is a Christmas elf. I think we talked about this and said that we weren't going to go with the Christmas elf concept.
But what you're saying is he a Christmas elf at like a mall besides Santa?
He actually owns the mall and he's been forced to be the Christmas elf because...
He could be an elf undercover.
Yeah,
he would want to know what's going wrong with his mall.
Yes, and he sees that being an elf, he gets eyes on everything because he's right in the middle. Yes. Besides Santa.
Plus he gets to wear out his spandex fantasy.
You had to go there, you know.
Because
you're just down a tone. Honestly.
She's taking it down.
The elf, right? Santa's helper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. And now we're going to have
I would like to make him the head elf because he's the alpha elf.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at her face.
If you're not already watching the YouTube, you need to go to YouTube and look at Shah's face just as we discussed it. Then
there is glee and then there is Shah.
Okay.
So she had a special little expression. Okay, so he's a mall owner and he's going to go undercover as an elf, the head alpha elf at the Christmas station. Does he think something going wrong? Like, why is he going undercover? Yeah.
So he feels like he's being sabotaged in some way in the mall. Something weird is going on with where he's not quite sure what. Maybe he's getting a lot of things stolen or he's getting some people protesting.
Bad publicity.
Or I don't know.
He's getting bad publicity for his
bad publicity. Maybe the heroine is a journalist.
Okay.
And maybe that particular paper is always writing bad reviews or bad stories for his mall. You're not buying it. I can tell by your face.
No, I'm not loving the journalist. No, I want her to be like right involved in this somehow. Like
she's Mrs. Kind of... Christmas.
No, that's too involved. No.
Maybe she's the photographer. Maybe she's brought her her niece and nephew to the mall for photos. Sitting on Santa's knee.
But it's only one time. Like it has to be something where they're interacting quite a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe he's a real surly with her because he's trying to look and see what's going on, and she's like, "Man, you know, you guys," or something like that. Maybe that could be the meet cute. You know, like he meets up with her, and he's really rude, and she's like, "Hey, dude, you know, like this is I brought my niece and nephew here. This has got to be a good experience." And he's like, "I haven't got time for this right now. I'm trying to, you know," or something like that.
So maybe he makes it the worst Christmas experience possible. So he, yeah. and then they have to kind of make it better for her. So he's like brings her back for the better experience. I'm just wondering how we kind of continue.
Maybe
it
confirms everything. She doesn't like Christmas. She's not into Christmas.
Nice. She's a Christmas hater.
Maybe she is a columnist.
No, can we make him that hates Christmas, because he has to be the Christmas elf, and isn't
yes. that? Yes, yes, yes. And but she loves it.
So she loves it then.
And she goes around all the malls trying to find the best experience.
Oh, nice. Yes, I love nice. That. And she does the Christmas article for her paper every year.
Yes, yeah.
The best Perfect. Santa Christmas mall experience, and takes her niece and nephew as cover.
Yeah.
You know,
and nice. Then he gives the worst possible experience.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like the
but
worst.
Not actually.
He's a surly elf.
Yeah,
okay. So is she going to write about the surly elf, or are we going to have? He's going to be able to.
She's
going to
focus
right?
on the surly elf.
Yeah, that surly elf boy. He's going to get his.
Yeah.
Come up. She's going to give him like he's like she's like she goes up to him with her kids and she goes her niece and nephew and she goes, you know, I've been waiting here a while. I'd really like to get this photo. Rah rah rah. Can you tell me how long I'm going to be? And he's like, look, I haven't got time for your crap right now. Step aside, thing, you know.
You know, it doesn't
say about this is that Wendy's really visual on the scenes, like she's like full on I can picture this, and she creates the scenes, whereas I don't actually do that until I'm writing them. It's
yeah, but that's because I don't plot, mate.
No but I'm saying this is interesting in terms of how we all think differently, like
that's why she doesn't too. Yeah, but that's why Wendy doesn't have to plot, because
she
can already
so
see it.
She sees it right in her head. It's really fascinating to me.
Or has Wendy just got a really weird brain?
I've got a really weird brand.
I don't think we should be casting.
No, I don't. I don't.
I think the first stone.
People in glass houses should not be hurling stones about.
No. Okay, so she has this terrible experience with him, and he's a complete a-hole, and she's like
Can you say a-hole?
Not in a sweet romance again.
Oh. Well, no, I wasn't going to say it in the book.
What about we end up some way that she is shut in the mall with the Christmas elf who doesn't like Christmas and her, and it's just the two of them, and the mall's closed down, and they have to spend Christmas.
He goes back
together
to the mall
in the grotto.
Oh my God, Christmas together, like on their own, they get locked in.
He calls her back because he wants to explain things.
Yes.
Because he wants a better review.
This is a lot. This has to be further down the end. So they have to go. So he has to go. There's the original meet cute, which is them hating on each other, and she writes the bad review. He invites her back and tries to fix it, doesn't fix it.
Yes. But can he not be in his elf costume at that point?
But then,
would you stop
thinking
about the elf costume?
No, but I don't want
to. Why can't they get locked in? With like he's called her in to explain things, but he also has something to do in the mall, and they do get locked in.
Yeah.
So Christmas. Then they.
Oh
have,
yeah, no, totally. I love the locked in idea. I just feel like that's the ending, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but
like,
I think that's Christmas
is...
Eve share. I think that's got to be Christmas Eve.
Okay.
You know,
they
come out on Christmas morning and spend in love, deep in love.
Yeah.
And spend the day together. But maybe. Like you say, he's not a Christmas thing. I think we need to go a bit deeper with him, and that is
why is he not a Christmas thing?
So he had a family, and maybe everything was rosy and it all went well, and he had a lovely upbringing with Christmases, and then maybe one Christmas day, everything imploded. Maybe his parents separated, or
maybe they died in a car crash.
A fiery car crash. That's a bit rough for
years ago, like when he was 18 or something.
Yeah.
He never got over it.
Yeah. And so Christmas for him is just the time for him to work and to make
money.
It
just reminds him of the horrible stuff that happened on Christmas.
Yeah. And so he's got to be scarred, and she's the other way. She's had this family and she's wonderful.
But what's
Christmas
her thing? I reckon she still has to have a misbelief or a flaw thing going on as well. Like, why
she hates corporate raiders, and he's a corporate raider.
Yeah.
So she absolutely hates people that money is everything. They're driven by money, especially at that time of the year.
Christmas is for everyone.
Yes.
And everyone should get to feel that love and that joy, because that's how her family was.
Yes.
And she also doesn't have any parents.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she
does. I think she does. I think she has a big family.
Yeah,
maybe you know.
So what can he teach her is what I'm looking for here. Like something that he can. So she's going to teach him to love Christmas.
Maybe she doesn't know how to have a relationship, or maybe she's had a bad relationship, and
maybe she's like that A. What do you
don't judge an elf by his cover. So maybe Yeah, he's like the Mr. Darcy kind of elves, and he's all prideful and all of that kind of stuff going on. But underneath, he's just not good, you know.
But he's only filling in as an elf.
Yeah,
he's not.
No, I know he's not a real elf.
He's a loner. He's a loner.
He's a loner. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But what's her? You're focusing on the problems.
She does need to have a flaw, doesn't she?
Yeah, she needs to have something that's like, so she's this cutesy little. So maybe she's doing it because she's a little bit obsessive about it, or goes a little bit obsessive, over the top.
And it has to be perfect. And of course,
maybe that's the happiness side of it. Maybe that's exactly what it is. Maybe she's obsessive at Christmas and goes, and he says to her, why do I have to be happy? Why does everyone have to be happy at Christmas time? Maybe some people just don't want to be happy at Christmas time. You know, maybe that's the gig.
And then he can be like, and then when they get the black moment or something, she's like, why can't you be happy at Christmas? He's like, my parents died. And it's just this thing, like she's going, oh my God, that's terrible.
She has to see reasons. Exactly.
Yeah. And maybe she needs to see his side as well. So like it can't be all happy and happiness filled, because that's just not the way it goes.
So maybe on Christmas Day, when they come out of the grotto, they could go visit his parents at the gravesite and have a nice moment. No, because it's like, but it's kind of like her kind of acknowledging that it's
and
something
he's taking
he
her
to
where they are.
Somewhere important for him. And it's
maybe not the gravesite, maybe a place that they
used that was
to
important
as a family
to them or something. Yeah. That's something like that acknowledges the parents. So it kind of like brings her down from the Christmas has to be perfect and everything, and it has to be a certain way, and there's only one way for it to go, and it can't be, you know, like that's, you know, that almost compulsively doing Christmas a certain way.
But I think
way.
Also during the book, I think she has to somehow or other end up in his house, and they have to, maybe she takes a Christmas tree around to his house and says, look, you know, let's move on from being a Grinch. Just try putting this tree up. Let's just see what it's like. And he starts to think,
let's do Christmas a different day, because that would also drive her nuts. So they have to redo Christmas.
Yeah.
But I have this vision in my head of the fact that she has to have everything so perfect. And the one thing that's not perfect this Christmas is that it's not snowing. And when he takes her to this place where his family is,
it starts to snow.
Oh, my God, that is brilliant, Cheryl. Zina, that's how you do it. That's how you create a thing going through the book.
Nice.
So she can be always going on about how, why isn't it snowing yet? Why can't
you
it
have
snow
to do
yet?
This and you must do that and you have to do this?
I think so also he
that
has.
That would be annoying.
He has some siblings. Maybe he's got like a brother who's married with two nephews, and she said to, and they're sitting there, and she says to him, hey, what are you getting your family this year? And he's like, oh, you know,
I just give them money.
I give them cash. She's like, oh no, that's not happening. And she marches them out and takes them into the stores and goes, ages, I must have ages. And then just like starts getting presents and they have to be wrapped up and you know.
And he doesn't do family at Christmas because his parents are dead.
Yeah.
And that meant the family fell apart.
Yeah.
And so she also gets the family back together.
Yes.
Nice. And then he puts on his elf costume again.
Oh, no elf.
What I want to know, hear me out for the children.
Dodgy elf thing?
No, I don't want to do a dodgy
elf.
He's
bringing a shark shifter in any minute. I'm telling you, man.
He's putting his elf costume on again for the nephews, the little nephews, to show them that Christmas is real. So he's getting not some weird sexual fantasy with elves.
Couldn't be sure that you weren't going to go there, Shah.
Sure. No. Maybe one step better is they're at her family's place. Maybe his family come over or whatever, and he says, I just need to go out for a minute, and then maybe he comes up dressed as Santa with a little sack over his thing.
And he's upgraded from elf.
Like, I just want to let you know that I am full 100% into Christmas with you now.
I want to talk about a little gap that's in the beginning, because I feel like they go from hating each other really quickly and then suddenly she's buying him presents for his nephews. And I feel like there's this bit in the beginning where how do they get from...
Well, they have to talk a lot because there's not a lot else to do in the grotto.
Yeah. I think she's
the grotto,
line
the grotto's
up, right?
Later on, right? Isn't the grotto at the end? And so we've got
Absolutely, but she's got to absolutely line them up and say, listen, dude, these, you know, at the beginning, right? They have to have a real confrontation, right? Yeah. And then there's got to be, after that, go, Trudy. I can see.
Maybe because he's undercover, right? So he's figuring something out and what's wrong with the thing. So maybe it's that his sales are down, or, you know, he's talked to one of his other mall buddies and they get better sales at Christmas than he does. And so she goes in, they have the bad experience. She writes the nasty things about her as mall. And then he goes to her and says, why did you write the nasty things? And then talks to her about it. And she says, well, because your mall isn't done up nicely for Christmas.
I was just going to say, there's no decorations. There's just a tree and a Santa.
They haven't done the proper Christmas thing. And then so then he says, okay, come and tell us how to do the proper Christmas thing. Yeah. And then she's showing him how to do the proper Christmas. And he's not learning it because he feels the joy of Christmas. He's learning it because he feels like he's going to make him more money. And then she has to turn him around and make it about family.
And she's like, look at the stores. There's no painting on it. There's no pictures. There's no nothing.
Come here and look at these children, you know. Look at these children enjoying Santa. Look at this is what it's about. Maybe she takes him out of the mall and on a tour around the city to all the places there.
Oh, my God, she could be like the ghosts of Christmas. She could do like the ghosts of Christmas.
Oh, we could go back to that.
And so she could see like she's not a ghost, but she could use that. We could say, okay.
Yes. We have to write this book, eh?
Yeah. This is fun.
I just want to use the title Alpha Elf and in some other way.
It's a different story, I feel, Sha.
Yeah, I feel like you're writing
a different story. I think that's like it's erotica. The Alpha Elf and his three Santa helpers, you know? No, Rudolph. Okay. Rudolph with his big nose.
No.
What we're going to do, team, is I'm going to put this out there. We're going to write this book for next year.
Oh, my God. Are we? Oh, no.
We're each going to write some of it.
At Christmas.
Okay. We can't write together. We have to do a chapter each.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Good grief. Sign up to our newsletter now. We're going to do a chapter by chapter
in the newsletter all of next year. In time for. Oh gosh.
No, but the thing is, what we've established is there's a beginning.
Yeah.
And that's when, and I think people, a lot of writers, this is where they get a little bit confused. They lead up to a beginning. So there's quite a long-winded diatribe about what's going on around it and the environment. Instead of just going, bam, the first chapter in this story would be she's standing in line with her things and he's annoying her.
Nephews.
You know, boom, there's your meeting. It's got
you're not getting her at the office talking about taking your nephews to their boss and telling her. Blah, blah, blah. You're right there
walking through the mall
with the kids in line, frustrated, angry because it's this crappy old mall that's not doing it right or whatever. No, it's not a crappy old mall. It's a very high-end flancy mall,
but it's not doing it properly. So I think that's another side of it, that he was going high-end and what he needs to do is bring it down a level and make it more family and more, you know, especially at that time of year when it's a big deal. But I think what we've established is we've hit all those areas within the book that need to be hit.
Yeah.
And I think we've got a really good story. In fact, I think it's a bestseller.
But before then, we had the idea of the elf. That's where it started. But
again, with the elf. Eh?
No. But that was our starting point. That was the great idea.
Yeah. I'm not sure that was the great idea.
That was
the
great.
I feel like that might have been something we were like overcoming.
We're stretching the term. I get, you know, great. Really, it's an idea. Let's go there.
Okay.
But the first thing we established is what kind of story we were writing. Was it to keep me on track? We weren't writing a paranormal or a shifter elf. We were writing a sweet Christmas romance, and then that was the filter through we filtered all our other ideas I think that's really important when you're starting out from a great idea. Know what it is first, otherwise it's too confusing. And also I'd say, how long is it? Because if it's a novella, we didn't need all the middle stuff. It could have just literally been them having an argument in the store, getting lucked in that night, and then out the next day, and that's your novella basically. Whereas if we're writing a novel, we need more conflict.
But there wouldn't have been the snow. I feel like it needed all that. This is why I can't write novellas that easily, because I just feel I need all the extra guff to kind of make it a proper story.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I can't. Novellas are great fun to write, but I struggle with the depth in them.
So I think that's an important thing to know as well, is how long that you want this book to be, you know.
And regardless of how long it is, whether it's a novella or a novel, we need a hook, tagline.
Yeah, absolutely. Go on then. You got it?
Go on then. Well, I was thinking of a title first, actually, because I was thinking like something to do with Christmas Finds a Heart or Christmas Gains a Heart or something, something with Christmas in the title, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But depending on if we're going down the elf or the Santa Claus theme.
I think elf makes it seem too silly. Like, okay. I feel like people might think it was like a rom-com or something, and I don't know that it is.
But you don't know. But if it was, it might be a rom-com. That would make sense.
Could be.
You know, the errant elf.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm. or something. Yeah. Mm. So that's another good thing.
But I like what Cheryl's saying with a heart, because that's kind of indicating that he's got to learn that it's about the heart and not the money or whatever.
Yeah.
So then we went, though, to is what is the conflict between them? Like, we talked through what is it about the, like, you can't just have two nice people that belong together, because that's super boring. So they've got to have faults on both sides, and they've got to learn something from each other, kind of thing. And that's the meat of the story.
Yes, yes.
So that's what gets you to a
They both have
story.
To grow, don't they? They both
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes people just do one, like they say, this is his fault, he's the money grubbing mall owner who has to learn, and she's the lovely, sweet, kind person who is all about Christmas, and she's going to teach him to love Christmas. And I kind of don't, I think we don't, as readers anyway, I don't like it when a character is too perfect.
Yeah.
So I feel like she you need to have both characters of flaws, but they can kind of.
But that's where with like him, right? He's this big bad elf, right? Because he's an alpha male. But then that's when you bring in those little things, like he's standing there as an elf and the little guy's crying because his mother's doing the rara, and he just reaches into his pocket and pulls out a lolly and hands it to him, or winks at him or something. You know what I mean? All of your baddies have to have redeeming features, and it's like all of your girl, like the girl, she's got to have a negative feature, right? She's got to have something that, you know, makes her less than perfect as well. So,
well, I'm wondering if she actually hasn't lost her parents and she's trying to create that perfect Christmas every year, whereas he has a family that's dysfunctional.
Oh, yeah, and well, then so, you could swap that round. And it then, wouldn't really
and
matter.
Then you've got that conflict.
But then we lose the nice going to the moment that means something and then it starts snowing.
Well, we can still have that.
I love that snowing concept.
Let it snow.
But I mean, you could do it either way. The point is that you would have the conflict, right? Like, so there needs to be that
they both need to grow, but both characters don't need to grow by the same amount, though.
No,
I think it can be quite a hard juggle, because often and again, depending on subgenres, one has to be redeemed more than the other, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, whether it's the male or the female, it's usually one of them's more of their story than it is.
Redemption is different to kind of figuring out the misbelief, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, there's redemption, which is kind of overcoming being a complete jerk, for example, versus, you know, having this, like, for her, it's not that she's redeeming herself precisely, it's just that she's learning that Christmas doesn't have to be psychotic.
They're both going through growth.
It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
I think there has to be a real play on why she has to have Christmas so perfect.
Yeah, you need to explain it. You need to
You really need to get deep on that, because he sees her as this little, like, Nancy Drew character that's like, oh, well, she got to have everything, but there's death. And and she sees him as this real badass who doesn't like Christmas. So, and he's, but both of them have their reasons, and that's about unfolding and uncovering those reasons. And that's the backstory. I think a lot of new writers get a bit of a mistake by explaining that before. You need to feed that in as you go along, and you get these little snippets and go, oh, okay, so there's an issue there. That's why she's like, you know, like, I think it's really important that we don't just info dump all that information in there so that the reader is fully up with speed before they've even got in there. It's important. It's like, I always think of it like peeling back onions, you know, it's like a layer at a time and finding each little nuance as you go along. That's just the way I've always sort of seen it, just filtering out little bits of information so people
intrigued,
and it just moves them on, you know.
But you kind of want to know what the hook is for it from the beginning, you know, like you kind of want him to be the, you know that he's this alpha elf who hates Christmas, and she's the Mary Poppins who loves Christmas, and you immediately know as a reader, it's like, oh my god, they're going to clash and it's going to be amazing. So it's like filtering the backstory, but knowing the immediately straight up where they're going to clash,
and so they both have to have a major conflict that makes them who they are, right? And then you can just work on getting those conflicts out into the
I would say that was the first two chapters, his problem, or whichever one we start with, that person's problem, and then the second chapter is the other person's problem. But you can see it coming through. You can see that there's an issue, you know. Yeah. So her perfection and his, you know, yeah, lack of understanding or empathy for Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, if you could actually do it like the Grinch type scenario, like he doesn't give his company gifts, maybe his staff gifts, and she's like, dude, you know, like, this is Christmas, you know, you let them go early and you let them do this. And he's like, I've never even thought about it. It's not that he's a bad man and no one's ever brought it to his attention. And maybe he overhears his staff.
I've never gone home early. I wouldn't go home early.
No, and maybe he hears his staff talking and you know, and that sort of thing. So all of these things may sound cliche to you, but the cliches are what works. It's the way you write them, you know, like you're not reinventing the wheel, it's the way you say that.
Well, the cliche is kind of the structure or the what it is, but what's always different is the characters experiencing that cliche, if you like,
and the tone of the voice, right? And the writer writes it all differently,
and as you write it though, things will change. And I think that's the other thing, you don't have to have it all nailed out from the start. So I'm thinking now as you're talking, okay, maybe she is a columnist, but maybe she's the next day is starting work there as the PR person for her, the mall, you know, the you know, maybe she's working
that
for
would put
him,
her in sort of contact
that puts
with
her
him.
That's the other thing, you need to have them a way of being in contact all the time. They can't just be randomly meeting in Christmas
or maybe it's her first day on the job and she's like this is not how you run Christmas, this is not how
or maybe because he's undercover, she's undercover too, and he's hired a firm to come in and work out why it's not working, and she comes in just to see why, and then you know they're both there's so many different ways.
Absolutely. I think one thing you probably do need to nail down is how old they are, because that will actually be apparent in the way they speak.
Yes,
I think, and they take on things,
and also where it's located, because malls are different in America and New Zealand.
And obviously, we need somewhere that it's going to snow on the last day. So if you're in Hawaii, it's not going to snow.
I think the four of us have to write this as a novella, each of us, and then put it up.
I know. I reckon it'd be different. I was just thinking that, like, we would take the same story, and all of us would go somewhere different.
But we said we were going to do this at some other point in the previous moment.
But we've got a whole year to do it, right?
Yeah. We could. Do you know what we should do? Because I would love to do it, like, from my, you know, I could do an urban fantasy that was exactly the same storyline, but was urban fantasy.
And I'm totally going to do a shift to elf, like.
And then cozy mystery.
Yeah,
Christmas.
I could do a cozy mystery.
And then somebody's going to die. Sorry. I'm not doing a historical Christmas elf.
Historical Christmas elf.
No, I'll do contemporary Christmas elf. I don't think they had malls, you know, just saying.
Well,
they did. The Paul Mall that they used to
walk. But not quite. I don't think you'd see someone leaping around in tights in an elf outfit, you know.
Well, they wore tights, right? The outfits were actual
but not
tights.
Elf tights, you know. Yeah.
All right, then I suppose I'll let you get away with that. So have we got anything else that we want to mention about that? Like what
I think the other thing we did was we talked about the conflict, but we also raised the stakes. So initially he has to, the stakes for him are he has to sort out the issues with his mall. Her stakes are potentially, if she's working undercover as well, is to like communicate the issues to him. And then the stakes need to keep raising. So so you can't just solve all of that, because that's not a story. So it needs to go up. So then suddenly he really, you know, he, you know, feelings are involved. Maybe she, you know, maybe he, she fancies
Think actually the working for her is a bad idea, because it puts her in his power. I like the idea of her being a separate journalist who has the power to kind of come in and kind of and then it is real conflict to me, because he's trying to go, why did you say that about my mall? Like you've and she's like, well, it was the truth.
And he has no, and that's the thing, he's such a powerful man, but he can't get to her. Like he has no hold over her whatsoever.
I think she needs to be the owner of the paper, because his hold would be, if he's so powerful, he could pull advertising, for example, and pull income. So she needs to.
She's a freelance journalist. She's just writing articles.
Yeah,
you know?
But the articles, well, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, that
could
be
the sort of thing.
Because
that's
he threatens her with losing the
she doesn't care.
Advertising for that. No, well, what she says is, I bet. And he says, like, you know, you've ruined my business. You've did it. And she's like, I bet I can make you earn more money.
I'll tell you
exactly what you're not doing right, because I've been to every other mall in the whole city, and I can tell you what they're doing better than what you're doing. And he's like, you're on, because it's exactly what he was trying to figure out. And then
she has to get in his car, and she takes him You know, it's on her terms and her card, and she has to do exactly what he wants.
Yeah, and she's doing it because she sees this grinchy dude and she wants to turn him around, and he's doing it because he sees it as a way to, and maybe she will help him do it. And suddenly, and but they're not, like if it was someone working for him, there would be these all these, like, oh, I can't say things because he might fire me and I need this job.
Yeah, there's a balance of power, particularly these days, that's it makes the whole working for thing.
And she says to him, you can come out with me, but you're not wearing a suit. I want jeans and a jumper. We're just going to go out as everyday people.
Keep your elf stockings on.
You're not coming out in those curly shoes, mate. It's not.
Yeah,
put it all away.
Yep.
You never know. There could be a scene. There could be an elf scene. I'm just saying.
No. There will be none of that carry on.
Maybe it could be like that officer and a gentleman, and where instead of walking in his like nice navy whites, he could walk in his elf costume and lift her up and then sweep her out. Just saying.
No.
I think it'd be the Santa outfit because he upgrades to Santa.
Yeah, but is it an upgrade though? Because I feel like elves have it over Santa, because Santa's like kind of, he's older and he's portly and he's not very lithe. He's not that attractive.
That's just an outfit. The Santa Chronicles, right? What's his name? The Santa Chronicles dude.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, I think he's an attractive Santa, don't you think?
Very, very
don't
handsome
you find
Santa.
That's something screwy if you find Santa attractive. No,
Kurt Russell. Oh, you find an elf twinkle in his eye. Yeah, like you're
pretty sure there's been a lot of Santas fired for having a twinkle in their eye.
I'm sure there's a lot of
you're thinking of the Christmas scent, but the mall Santas.
I think we can move on from that.
I just want to say that I'm actually married to Santa. So
yeah, exactly. And it's different when you've got an in-house Santa.
Live out all your own fantasies with that.
You must love Christmas.
I feel like this is kind of devolving.
Yes. We should call it a day, I think.
I'd like you guys to come on and comment whether you want us to write this book or not. Because we won't write it unless you tell
us. Is it one book or is it four books?
Yeah.
And that's what you need to ask.
And that's it. Exactly. Mm. And I would just say what we've done is a kind of a very kind of in-person snowflake method. So if you're literally looking to us for some actual information in this podcast episode, I would look, if you like the idea of starting with an idea and then like literally like a snowflake expanding it out, look up the snowflake method by Randy Ingemeisen, and we'll put a link, and I'm just pretty sure I screwed his
perfect
name.
No,
I think so right. I feel like we need some jingle bells to ring here
we're not at Christmas yet.
Some little elf balls that we can ring.
Oh, dear God. I'm not as bad as her. Make dodgy comments, but she makes the dodgy comments.
I think Shah should tell us something proper, like where we can be found.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We can be found at www.alpha.
New platform.
Sorry. Just a minute. SparGirlsPodcast.com. Come and join us on Facebook at SparGirls Podcast and let us know
whether you want elves in their
packages. Are you voting?
I'm going to have to take over because Shah's lost it.
Yeah, okay, so
thanks for joining us for another episode of the SparGirls Podcast. We'll see you again next week.
Keep well. Sorry.